assess your performance tonight, and what do you think about what you guys got accomplished?
You know what? You know, had good plays, had plays that we need to improve on, and you know, that's pretty much been the story of every single day for us. You know, the one thing I would say is that you know, we want to put up points, and you know, after tonight's scrimmage, we talked about putting up more points, and you know, we got down to the red zone a few times, and we didn't capitalize, and you know, hopefully we continue to work on that and progress on that and get better, so that when we get down there, we're scoring touchdowns and we're getting points and helping our defense out.
Your points in the first half came after you hit Stephen Hill for a 41-yard completion. Take me through that play.
You know, it was a great route by Stephen. You know, the line protected extremely well, gave me a good pocket to step up and throw. And, you know, I saw Lane, you know, hit Stephen on that play. It was a good play early for us. But, you know, we still got to improve, man. We got to score when we get down there. You know, I'm harking on the fact that we didn't score enough points today.
Take me here to the second half. In the goal line, I think you were leading the twos at that time. I was actually coming down here, down the elevator, but they had a goal line stand. Take me through that possession.
You know what? My hat goes off to the defense. You know, I got to take my hat off to those guys. You know, we had four shots at it, and we didn't get it in. And, you know, I've got to do a better job at leading my guys into that end zone. So, hat goes off to those guys. They did a tremendous job down there on the one. But, you know, we're going to definitely look ourselves in the eye and get better from this.
What do you think about the play of Greg Salas? He was out there making a number of receptions tonight.
You know what? Greg has had a tremendous camp up until this point. He's an ultimate professional. He comes to work, you know, ready every single day. And he's consistent, man. And that's what we've seen from Greg all camp, you know, the consistency and the great hands. And, you know, he made some great plays out there for us.
Did they tell you guys, Gino, tonight as far as how they were going to work you with the units, with the reps?
Yes. He alerted us, you know, earlier today, and we knew exactly what we'd be doing.
There are no surprises out there. How important is down and distance for this offense, and how challenging was it tonight? Because it seemed like there's a lot of third and long.
You know what we did, man? We had a few third and longs, and we've got to, you know, do a better job on first and second downs. And, you know, last year we were good on third down, so, you know, that may be a positive for us. But, you know, I think we need to, you know, really stay on schedule, man. You know, get those 2 and 3 yards to give us third and shorts and, you know, give us some manageable downs so that we can be, you know, very efficient and stay on the field.
And lastly, nothing you're down about. You just would have liked to see more points tonight from the offense, but I know you're going to be happy to get back to work on Monday.
Oh, yeah, of course, and we're going to get better. You know, I'd love to see more points, but, you know, we've got to continue to work hard and, you know, prepare ourselves for the season.
Thanks, Gino.
Thank you.